Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
KF8 TPZ monitoring.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 53 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Partly sunny. 58 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 60 degrees.
W8FU.
Are you on the VHF, sir? You must have WXM.
Were you over here, Freddy?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Were you over on this one, or I forgot.
Yeah, over here. I'm heading down to the Warren site right now. Put the receiver online. The only thing I'm a little worried about is whether I have enough length on the GPS puck to get it outside, and I don't have an extension cable with me, so that could be the deal breaker.
Okay, well, I got Starlink, MI6 is on the Starlink, and connected to UHF hub right now over Starlink, so I'm testing that.
Be making the network hard, baby.
Well, I'm waiting for my BU injector to get here. That's I'm using a Starlink router. I put it in the flopping wire dark port.
9+20.
SSTP went through it, but I need wire dark, but I'm not going to be using it. I'm waiting for my POE injector to show up for it, so I will break it down and retest here, because, which is supposedly, it works over a couple other sites I've done, it'll work, but not through the Starlink router.
Roger. Well, cool. It's, the harder the network, the better. So, but we've still got a few little places that are bugging me. I'd like to get some stuff, particularly the MTC. I'm trying to get that worked out. I think we have some of it mitigated, but it's always an issue. But I wonder if Greg's listening. ESI. Oh, incoming phone call. I think I know what this is. Do I want to take it? I'll be back. W8FU. I knew I recognized that number. It was Mutualink. Mutualink. I can't say it.
When seconds count. Or, sorry, when saving minutes saves seconds.
Do you have any Mutualink setups? I know we got it all for the BID-P, but you guys don't have international borders, so I don't think you'd be part of the BID-P, but it's much farther reaching than that.
I know of it, we don't have any of it deployed.
Yeah, we got the UASI grant to do a border interoperability thing, and worked out pretty good. Got some of them up there, and anyone that has any kind of international border has these, and it's okay. You know, it's kind of a fancy way to patch things together, and in this modern era, you know, all that old world technology is becoming less and less important.
have got, what, a couple of kids, or did you actually go with, I thought they had a fixed base system, too.
Well, their client unit, you know, generally sits in your dispatch center, EOC, or whatever, and then you hook as many or as few radios you want. You do radios, cameras, all sorts of stuff, and then you can make links through the different, you know, each link devices, pass video and audio traffic around and stuff like that. You know, things that were really incredible 10 years ago, you know, now we're routinely doing with, you know, Slack and Zoom and stuff, but still, you know, the radios, the hardwired radios, and to be able to on the fly, you know, link them up and stuff. Again, patching, right? So, big whoop, but yeah, it works pretty good. And now they've got some new, you know, we were debating on whether we were going to renew the annual. And they're like, oh, no, no, we get to this whole new thing and blah, blah, blah. And they want to do a little dog and pony show. And so I guess we'll see what they've got to offer now in the new hardware-less, fully client, based solution. That might make it a little easier to get it down where I need it instead of having to have a location where my people don't want to tread. You know where it is right now? Of course, where it's on hold.
I'm sorry, it was on what?
You know, right now it's a hardware-based thing, and you gotta find some place for it. We had it over in the EOC, but we did some rearranging and some work in the EOC, the county EOC. So we brought it to the shop, and then we got it all set up on Paul's bench. So this unusual link thing is all set up in the shop on Paul's desk.
Oh, boy.
Paul. WFU. W8FSM from W8FU.
Good.
Okay, I am on my way. So I'm going to guess I'll be on site probably within 15, 20 minutes. And we'll see. If everything goes as planned, should be looking in on it. Fully operational and within the hour for sure.
Okie dokie. I'm just sitting here working, telling users to get their heads out of their asses. WFS.
Users gonna use. All right, have fun. I'll check in when I get things plugged in, jammed in, situated in. W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees.
Anybody around? This is W8FU for a check. Nobody listening on the 7.2 or any of the linked repeaters. Hello, check 1-2.
I'm here Sean. I'm out of the area, other side of Midland by Coleman, but you sound good on that receiver.
All right, real good. I lost Fred. I was talking to him. He must have got pulled off on work. I just want to make sure. Why do I got the two yellow LEDs lit? One the GPS lock, right? What's the other one? I thought that was squelch.
It says on the top of the RGTM, I don't remember.
It says HST. So I don't have the manual. I don't know what that equates to in real language.
I almost think that that's connectivity. Squelch is the blinky green light, right? With no PL.
KA9BV testing. KA9BV, is there anyone out there? I just want to check a new antenna I have set up.
It's working. What repeater are you on?
Yeah, I think it's Macoma, WA8MAC.
Yep, you're getting into it.
All right, I appreciate that. Yeah, I just installed a new antenna on my truck. I wanted to make sure it was working okay. I appreciate your coming back. This is KE8IBV, and I'll be clear.
W8 Long time no talk. Good to hear you. Yeah, I've been in a radio coma or something. I've been listening, right? I can hear you guys, but I wasn't talking. I've just been busy. Lots and lots of things going on, and my attention can only be focused in so many places at once. But I'm coming through the node you built me, so I have no idea how it sounds. I'm out the west side of the state at our place, so hang on out here. Just set it up, and I'm going to head up to the pool in a little bit. Oh, no. No, it sounds good. Heading up to the pool, huh? Actually, feels like it would be, if we had a heated pool, it would be a good day for it. Now it's gorgeous here. So you guys got are you camping over there, or do you guys get a place over there? We have a park model over here. I decided that at my age, I didn't like setting up the trailer for 2 days and then having to take it all back and drive. Do all that nonsense. So we bought a place out here, and we come here and we turn on some lights and pull out a golf cart. We're looking at campers now. We're golf cart campers.
Is that Eric?
This is Eric. I don't know about that.
Fred came out of the woodwork, too.
golf cart campers. I can see that. There, so you might see all ones around.
W8FU testing 1, 2, 3.
You're on that one.
Am I sounding glorious?
You're sounding full of the wall of peace, that's all.
42. All right, let me check the PL.
All right.
Okay, I'll catch you back over on CMN 1. W8FU.
I must mean it works. Okay. Give me the picture.
W8FSM from W8FU.
All right. You must have a PL in because you got signal into both repeaters now.
Okay. I should be clobbering Warren. Just tickling Mount Clemens. Anyhow, I've been operator error. This is correct, right now correct. Test 1, 2, 3. You should be seeing logic 1. And I'm going to change things.
Okay, yeah. I had a valid core and a valid PL logic. And you were into Warren full scale and voted Warren. And then obviously in the Mount Clemens 3/4 scale.
All right, operator error.
Okay, so it wasn't opening on your without the right PL?
No, I got FTP on this CPX, and usually when I go into FTP, it's on whatever channel I was selected, since this was this frequency was stored in a dynamic zone, it was in the wrong zone, and I wasn't even paying attention. I was just going right down the PL and changing it. So I wasn't even changing the PL on this channel. I was changing the PL on a different channel just because of the FTP and all that. So whatever. Anyhow, we're all good.
All right, look at you getting this done. You're learning. I'm so proud of you, Sean. They grow up. They just grow up so fast.
I feel like Stewie.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 78 degrees.
Gotta say that puck is about 2 foot off the ground. With a little, it's between two, there's probably 10 foot space between the two sheds. About 2 foot off the ground on a little electrical box between the two of them. It's enough.
Well, I mean, we'll get it done proper, but there you go. All right, I gotta go check the 3D printer. I got an order I gotta get out today. Someone wanted 2 reds, and I printed it overnight, but it, one of them, I do not like how it looks. I told it to reprint a new top. So I'm gonna go check that. W8FSM. It feels good that we got something accomplished this week.
it's almost to the point where my work's over. I pass over all the, now comes all the fun stuff. Very good. Warren is alive and well. All right, let me bag out of here while I load up the truck. W8FU. APX-8K in the door.
Hey, you need to borrow an 8K, though, for a modeling project. And probably an M70 if you got a spare one of these days. Alright, prints are clean, boxes ordered up, and keep reading the load up in case the mailbox. Woo!
All right, very good. Rolling. Now time to go find some fiddles.
Okay, I asked Michelle if I need to go up to the hospital. And... oh, hold on. Let's see what she just said.
Okay,
all right. She says no. She said she wouldn't subject me to this torture, and that she's leaving at 2 o'clock to go to work at 3 no matter what. And I said, okay. And I'd go up there. Yeah, somebody keeps trying to get into my city, but I don't know who, but I made it. Yep, there you go. All right, very good. I had one little snag I thought was going to scuttle me, and then I found a little electrical outlet that they had cut off on the inside, outside, and capped. I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. So of course, that was to get the GPS out. As Jimi Hendrix would say, excuse me while I kiss the sky. Yeah, kisses. Good question now is, what's for lunch? Well, the mail reader already went by, so So I have to go figure that out. I ate all of my Bob's yesterday, so I don't have any Bob's meat for lunch, so I'm probably going to, I might go to the hot dog stand and get a hot dog, because I got to go to the post office and drop these orders off.
Monkeying around with my phone, all the cars ahead of me at the left turn lane pulled forward, and I looked up and they were all gone and through the light, and I looked back at behind me, there was nobody there. I lucked out.
You know, it's the first Friday that's not Lent, so I can go to the hot dog stand, I just remembered.
Well, I gotta be good. I gotta make sure I do the carb thing. Or not the non-carb thing. So I'm thinking long and hard about where and what.
Yes. I should be able to come out of the needle printer. The Amazon man just delivered my PoE injector for the Starlink, so I got that when I get back.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Is that me sputtering in and out of the receiver, or is that my receiver, the transmitter? I'm probably desensing. Check 1, 2, 3. Just run an HT rubber duck in the car at 12 mile and mile.
Sounds fine.
Gotta be one of them things where if you can hear it, you can work it.
All right. I'm going to take my packages to the post office. I'll be in the truck. W-FSF.
Darn it, I was going to ask my kid if he wanted to go grab some Indian food. Forgot he's in Oklahoma. Arr.
Thought about bugging you about Tellway, but you were busy, so I ended up ordering pizza.
Oh, man, you want to go to Tellway? I'll go to Tellway.
No, I ordered a pizza about a half hour ago, so I got a pizza and a steak and cheese sub.
Okay, fine, be that way. Anyhow, I am, on the HT in the apartment?
Yes, I am, and I'm pumping out 8 watts.
Excellent. You're rock solid. So, all right, very good. You're hitting the new Warren receiver. Do you have the dashboard? It's not as easy to, you know, it's not as easy as KFBI, you know, Surf Beer. So I'll have to text it to you if you don't.
Well, first of all, I'm still working on the laptop, and second of all, I haven't had the dashboards since the shakeup with the other network, taking all that information down. I lost all that information then, so, but that's just, you know, we'll get to that one day.
I mean, it's just a website. You just basically type it in your web browser. There's nothing to it. You just got to type it in the web browser. As far as the other one, it's completely unrelated. We took that one down for reasons. So, all right, anyhow, I am here at Al Shahi Palace, Indian, Asian, and Mediterranean. Hot diggity. W8FU.
All right, have a good afternoon. If I don't talk to you this afternoon, I'll hear from you in the morning, and I'll see you at breakfast.
W8RCY.
Okay, that's just testing. I wanted to see how I was showing up on the motor. Looks like I'm hitting all three of them, but it still favors Mount Clemens. That's kind of cool. But I'm at mid-power. I can probably do 5 watts. All right, one more test. KF8S, 5 watts. Doesn't seem to matter. But still favoring Mount Clemens. All right, I'm clear. KF8S.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 77 degrees.
It's Delta Zulu.
Testing. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. W8FU testing. Test 1.
2, 3, 4, 5. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Ocean WADO in East Lansing. Anybody copy?
Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 76 degrees.
LK in Lansing and listening. This is November 8, Fox, Lima Kilo in Lansing and listening.
Updated weather. Flood advisory.
N8 FLK in Lansing and listening. This is N8 FLK listening in Lansing.
Special weather statement. Flood advisory. Special weather statement. Flood advisory. Flood advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 74 degrees. Flood advisory.
KD8IWS Mobile.
Flood advisory. Flood advisory. Good evening. 1800 hours. 70 degrees.
NAWCB, this is KYNU.
KYNU, good evening, this is NAWCB. Well, 12 plus 12 is 24, and, well, you got 24 tomorrow there. Take the whole lump there.
weekend, and hopefully it'll be low profile.
Absolutely, and hopefully you'll be able to switch there at 6 p.m. Hopefully you don't get stuck doing one thing the whole time. That makes for a long haul of it, too. And like you say, the other day when you worked six, you did half, and then you ended up moving into the dispatch here or there. That makes a difference. That's the sort of penetration of the day.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, my partner tomorrow, she's already said she'll do ALS, so I don't have to do 911 tomorrow. So at least I'll do it the first half, and then the second half, and into the night I don't have to worry about it.
Well, that'll break it up a little bit. That helps. You know, you're a guest on that shift, and glad the person that's already there will take that. That always helps out quite a bit there, especially if you're doing your main, your regular shift and having to stay over. That I always found that to be a big help.
Yeah, usually after 12 hours of 911, my brain's mush. I'd rather not have to do it for 24 if I can help it.
Oh, I don't blame you on that one. Definitely, that's a long day. Although the phones and the backup, I'm sure, can be busy and hectic. Doing radio for 24 hours, or even over 12 hours, it's a long day for you.
Yeah, that's for sure. How was your guys' day?
We're doing pretty good here. I got the put the blinds up on the deck today. Those barricades that came down or whatever the point was, that temporary fencing there that it put on the lattice work. It took that down. It helps out the snow from blowing. Sometimes it helps out the leaves, so I'm glad to have the blinds up. It gives a little bit more privacy. But other than that, still having a little issue with sinuses, but leaves has been a lot less hectic today. The lawn is done, and hopefully everything's all set for the weekend.
Busy day, productive day, and hopefully them allergies don't bother you too much. Take some Zyrtec or something. Clear that up.
NAWCB. Yeah, in fact, I took some last night, and we're going to be taking some again. It seemed to help out, at least definitely with the drainage and that. I don't feel as I think I went through like maybe about four handkerchiefs yesterday, and it just seemed like it was nonstop today and so bad. So hopefully we'll start turning the corner on this thing.
Yeah, for sure. I know last night. Sorry about last night. I just wanted to let you know what happened. And I was up in a coughing fit, and thankfully Mike and Leo were there to keep my head from banging off the side of the bed, the bed rail there. But it's just not something that I wanted to happen. But at least they were there to keep my head from. Zing.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I saw that message. It's 10 something. I just placed the phone. It was in the house, and I won't say over the air where it was. To embarrass myself, but I'm ringing the phone. I'm asking Alexa to ring the phone, and I'm ringing the phone. And that's why I was kind of short in there with your question. It's like I've got to find my phone. Where is it? I keep hearing it ring, and like I say, it's the dumbest thing. But anyway, then I'm looking at 10 o'clock, and there's your message, and I'm going, are you kidding, or what? You know, what's the deal with that? So, yeah, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, no, not a problem. Yeah, I turned it over to Mike, and it was like you kind of woke up in a fog, like I didn't know, you know, what to say or what to do, so I just kind of thinking Mike was there to turn it over, and I called him, you know, apologized to him, and he was like, well, that's what you got a backup net control for, so.
Yeah, that's for certain. That's strange. Was it, did you say it was coughing, or was it like an asthma attack?
It was coughing. I coughed and I just couldn't catch my breath, and I just blacked out. I ended up going to the ground. I think it scared Mike and Leo a little bit, but like I said, that thankfully they were there to help me from, you know, keep me from banging my head. But yeah, just blacked out. And I wasn't down for too long, but just kind of woke up in a fog. Like, hey, you know, this is not cool.
Wow, yeah, that's kind of scary. That's kind of scary there. I don't know. I probably suggest you see the doctor soon. Definitely on that one. That's just not something. I remember a dispatch years ago. I was working mid at Clinton, and I had an asthma attack, and they called MedStar for me. Finally come out of it and refused the treatment, but boy, I went home and mom heard about it, and while I was sleeping, she called the doctor and woke me up and said, you're going to the doctor, and I'm glad for how it worked out, so definitely don't wait too long on that one.
No, and I think I wasn't driving, because it just came on all of a sudden. It was just like a out of the blue thing, and so thankfully I wasn't driving or anything like that.
Yeah, you better believe it. I would definitely do that, but you know, it's up to you. Like I say, I'm glad I did. Glad I went to the doctor. I'm glad Bob told me when that happened, because they were able to get me my inhalers, but also I had to end up sending me to a cardiologist, which you probably remember. I ended up having a heart attack then, and everything was okay, but I've been on meds for that for a long time in that way. It helps out. It's good to know when those triggers come like that, but hopefully that's all it is with the coughing.
Yeah, so keep an eye on it and see how it goes. So I just wanted to let you know what happened, and it wasn't needed to make anybody nervous or anything like that. I just let you guys know, so I'll let you know why I disappeared real quick.
Yeah, I answered you and went away from the radio, like I said, trying to find the phone there. And I went back through the recording, and I'm like, 1 minute, you were on, and the next minute, Mike was there, and I'm like, what's going on here? I'm trying to say something about your computer froze up, but it's late, and I'm just going to take a chance to send it off. I looked on Facebook, and it's like, well, if there's anything serious, then let me know. But, yeah, thanks for answering me back. Any WCD.
Hey, Whitey. Yeah, Doug, I'm good. I appreciate that. And I slept out on a chair, I kind of fell asleep watching a show, and a few shows after dinner, and fell asleep. Leo let me sleep out there. He was tired and didn't want to wake me up. So, but I did get a good night's sleep, and thankfully, that was the extent of it. So if you lose your phone again, in your tablet, if you go to Find My Phone, you should be able to bring something up that'll say ping your phone or something like that, and it'll make your phone ring.
Ah, okay, gotcha. It's weird because I had Alexa call the phone, and I might as well just embarrass myself on the air. I usually carry it on my side on the cliff, and I went to see it for it, and it wasn't there. And I'm like, well, what did I do with my phone? And so I'm sitting there ringing it, and I got feeling it, but I can hear it ring. I'm like, what's going on here? And, well, long story short, it just slid around on the back, on the back of my belt, and I'm like, it's weird because the phone, the iPhone is so much lighter than the other, the Android that I had. It's really just I just never had that happen before. Absolutely terrifying.
Oh, it's okay. We've all done it. I've looked for my phone and it's been in my hand, so. We've all done it, so nothing to be embarrassed about.
Oh boy, huh? Glad about that. I'm like, I know it's not outside, and I know it's not anywhere else. It's got to be in the house, like digging through stuff, looking for it, just lo and behold, it's on my back. Slid in the back and my belt loose there, and around the back, I'm sitting down and back of me there, and like, my goodness, it wasn't there. So anyway, I have it now attached to my belt and put it through the loop, so I know it's on me now, but probably I'll carry it keep for a while until I forget it.
I think I've done that too, is where it's like I've had it in my belt, or it's like I'll have it on my chair, and it'll slide down in the chair, and it'll just be like in the cushion of the chair. I'm like, where's my phone? And it's like it's right there in the chair. Thankfully the Find My Phone app, it'll ping your phone, and then like if you, I think you could have it where it'll even do like the flashlight, so it'll do like a strobe light for you. Thankfully Apple kind of thinks these things and puts some of the stuff to it, so.
Well, I'll definitely have to remember that on the tablet next time. Because I kept saying, Alexa call, you keep going to voicemail and hang it up and do it again, probably get it about 20, 30 seconds. That's how bad it was.
It happens. It happens, so. So it sounded like a good night last night. We had a lot of good check-ins. We added three more people today. Get some sign-ups, and then we may have a couple more that may be joining. So things are going up, and
what I was able to hear, it's like saying there was a lot of check-ins last night, a lot of good activity, just a lot of dialogue there last night going, and again, that's encouraging. So definitely good advertisements there for the group, and again, it's easy to get on social media and you know, find that and see the various apps, you know, that app that we're using now, and definitely accessible, you know, to know about the ARPSC.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, it's exciting. It really is. It's exciting to see. Hopefully, reach out to Oakland, see if I can get somebody to come out and help out with WinLeak, and we'll get that class going, and it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. Good stuff to come.
Yes, I agree on that one. That would be good because they do have a strong WinLeak group there that they use and they utilize. So that would be favorable. I read something, I hope I read it right, that there's an Octocon class. I think it's up along Lake Michigan there. I think it's in Hart, Michigan there. I say it's around the end of May, early June, something like that. But, they're saying
they
get those classes are far
and few between. Yeah, they're having a hard time financing. State of Michigan's one of the grants are drying up. So that's why our task book, if you go to our task book and then you compare our task book to Oxcom, a lot of that stuff's on the same level. So what you're getting with Oxcom, you're also going to get with District 2 task book. So that kind of helps out in achieving the training that you need.
NAWCD, yeah, I definitely looked at the book. Definitely perused it. Well, the other night, definitely a lot of thought put into that book. Again, the standards are there, but again, you want a well-trained group, and hey, like you're just saying, if it falls along the lines of the state Oxcom programs, then that's even better. And again, it's across the board here for this area. So I salute you guys. You guys did a great job of putting that together. Well thought out.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, everybody did a good job, and I like how things came together, and so just a lot of good stuff coming of it, and hopefully the guys, I know there's at least two other guys beside you that have started on their task book that are doing the ICS classes and the Instant Command classes and stuff. So there's a lot of excitement behind it, and it's good. It's good to see.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of that, I kind of get back to it there. In fact, I took the 200, but I haven't taken the test yet. Trying to find the time here to finish it up. Just got to get into that. Trying to get the springtime stuff going. I was hoping to get it done before that happened, but it seems like we've gotten warmer earlier in the grass. Growing, at least to me, but it could be, I don't know, maybe it's the way the weather's been, or maybe I'm not motivated this year, so I've got to start picking it up there and moving forward, I guess, a little bit.
Okay, Wayne, you've got a little bit of time, too. I've got a long list of classes I'm going to take. If you go to the level 3 I have to take all those classes on the level 3 side, so I gotta start working on that. But yeah, well, it'll all come together. Probably do it after the set, because the set takes up a lot of my time.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like the preparation work of it. I heard on the Wayne County Act, they're saying, if you can't participate in it, at least you can work in the planning part of it there. Definitely need all hands on deck and that kind of stuff. So, like I say, there's a lot involved, not just the actual FTP, but the planning part of it is also important.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of good experience, though. It really is. It's exciting. And just a lot to it, but it'll be worth it. I know, let's see, Monroe County, they publish their stuff nationally. So they're ranked pretty decent nationally. So we're going to do the same this year. We're going to try to throw our stuff out there nationally and see how well we rank and build upon that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, you might as well go back and why not? I think it's a good goal to aim for. And again, it's a starting point on the map. It's like you practice at the range and that, and you practice and you score. You qualify, you don't. But you see where there's good.
Yeah, for sure. You don't know what you got until you test it out. It's a perfect time to do it. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here. I think we're having Sloppy Joe's tonight, so Sloppy Joe's and French fries. So I'm going to go in and enjoy dinner and relax here tonight, but appreciate you coming along north, and hopefully you have a good night, and appreciate the conversation. Remember, I'm working on 24 tomorrow, so we'll be on the radio until early morning. But anyways, you guys enjoy your evening. Tell Bob we said hi, and we'll chat with you later on.
Yeah, those floppy toes and fries sound pretty good there. Definitely whet my appetite there. Definitely go on in and enjoy them, but thanks for the ride along there, and definitely get some rest there tonight as well. We'll be praying for you tomorrow. If you need anything, let us know. But, enjoy talking with you tonight. Good conversation. We'll let you head on in and wish you 73s and 88 in the family, and we'll talk to you again soon. November 8th, Whiskey Charlie Bravo is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. You guys enjoy your evening. 73s and 88 to you and Mom. K-8-Y and you, clear.
Flood advisory. Flood advisory. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening, 2000 hours. Rain, 58 degrees.
KPP from W8SU.
Ballard and I-94. I was I know you heard me and then you said it was you couldn't do one, two things at one time or something like that, so I just let it go, but I didn't know what kind of signal I had, but basically that was in Detroit. So right now I'm Grosse Pointe basically. There's not a particularly bigger street here in a minute. I am in the traffic jam.
Very interesting. You are hitting Mount Clemens and just barely tickling the other two sites. I'm kind of surprised.
Now that's a shocker because Kenmore Avenue, I don't think I've hit Naross yet, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're tickling Richmond and Warren, but, you know, Warren just a little bit more than Richmond, but you're definitely all Mount Clemens.
Yeah, this is just that little XPS radio with the outside antenna with, you know, I got a good antenna on it. I forget what brand it, Larson maybe, and I think it's like a 5 dB antenna, so that's all I got.
All right, yeah, Warren's coming up a little bit as you proceed. You may transfer to it briefly when you get north of 8. Who knows? That is a tough area to cover. I know well. Anthony and I were just talking. He lives over there. And, you know, it's just a hellhole, you know, for RF. I used to work at Tennant Harbor, and it's just horrible going west. Goes east for miles. I mean, I remember I used to have an antenna on top of a tower, a 180-foot tower, and I had a UH stick, and I could barely hear people directly going west, you know, over near my house. But yet, I could hear guys so deep into Canada, you know, halfway to Toronto. It's just really weird. It's like there's this wall. And that whole area, the points and all that stuff, tough. I really want to get something down there. I don't know if it'd be just a receiver for one of the devices or for one of the repeaters or a machine or something, but I'd love to get something down that way. It's just an area that's underserved.
Yeah, I agree. Well, if I'm still hitting, I'm not moving very fast. 4 miles an hour, if that. I'm at 1 mile south or west, whatever you want to call 94, of Vanier. So that's where I'm at right now. And I'm down in the hole, you know, where they basically dug through a highway down here. So, yeah, if one of the two would be kind of cool to have a receiver here, or maybe both, you know, you could do it with both. I know that you're fond of those Motorola CD, whatever they were, CDMAs or that you're looking for a timing issue, but if we could just get an antenna and, you know, experiment with it and see what it did, you know, something permanent, just to see what would work. The other place I'd like to see an antenna personally would be either the New Baltimore or New Haven area. I think that would be a better place for a receive site.
How about me? I'm on a handheld in the middle of the house.
Are you teasing?
No, I wanted to see who I hit. Which one's getting me right now?
Call Mount Clemens, and you sound good.
Well, there you go. Handheld test.
30, you think that Mount Clemens is a bit selfish repeater?
Yeah, honestly, I just got to get the, I just got to figure out what that static is in that receiver. It's definitely a great site. So, it doesn't cover down, you know, where I live all that well, but the Warren receiver will pick that up. But the receiver itself is, just get rid of that static, you know, it'll be golden.
Have a question? Let's see if I have it. You're hitting 100% Warren, right?
For the most part, although I did see it float over to Mount Clemens once and hung there for a little bit. But, yeah, mostly rock solid in the Warren.
You want some sort of basic antenna, or are you just doing everything?
I've got an outside antenna. I'm running a FTX 400, and I've got it set to low power, 5 watts. Dave?
Yeah, if I go over to my base, hold on a second. Yeah, so this is the base. This one tickles all three of them.
You're hammering all three.
Well, it's tracked 5 watts. This is lower, 5 watts.
Looks good. Yeah, I'll tell you, Wally, I was heading to the site today, and I thought, where is Wally? I need Wally for moral support and lunch. And we could have went and did the warm receiver. I said, I'm going to go put on my big boy pants and go do it myself. But you'd have laughed. You'd have got a kick out of this one. This one went well. You know, there was no cussing and swearing, and everything went pretty well. Then I got all the way to the end, and I just could not get the GPS antenna outside. So I thought, all this work, I'm not going to be able to have it running for the weekend. And then, like the skies opened and the angels sang, I saw my path outside, and I went, ah, and I'm like, yes.
Without the cussing and swearing, I would have been more concerned that there was something wrong. And that's when I was worried about the blow-up. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm going to make this my last thing. I'm going to lurk around because I got to load the dishwasher. But I'm looking at the website, and it just bounces all over the place. So we got Warren, Richmond, but Mount Clemens still wins. So I'm right in between where, you know, if you were to put where I'm at, I'm like right between Richmond and Warren pretty equally. But Mount Clemens is still like 4 or 5 miles away. So, all right, I'm gonna go back into the lurker mode. KSAS. Over to Sean.
All right, Dave, I appreciate the radio check service. It's all working. As I'll bop around, I'm pretty impressed with this RTCM voting system. It's complicated, but once you dig in and wrap your head around it, it's It's pretty nifty. I like what they're doing. So, cool. I'm going to enjoy watching this shake out here in the next couple of days. But, boy, it kind of beats the old analog voting system that I used to work on all the time.
Yeah, if you get rid of that noise, I think this thing would be perfect. I haven't even hit. I'm just rolling into my county now. Automation alley. There must be an accident way up here or something, because it's not moving very fast. So that's where I'm just rolling into the county. I'm probably still voting my county.
Yep, you got a perfectly adequate signal into the system, but because of that crackling noise on Mount Clemens, you know, it sounds like your signal is poor or on the verge of being poor, but it's not. You've got quite a good signal, but you're battling a little bit with that, whatever that noise is.
It sounds like your project for next week. Yeah, I think, you know, Sean, you're not as frustrated as all of that software. I think for you, in a matter of time, it'll be just like All-Star software for you. You know, just the traditional All-Star. You'll just know what all the little settings do, and it'll be bam, 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 and you'll be running.
All right, so where are you at now? Because now I notice you're kind of toggling between Mount Clemens and Warren.
Half a mile into the county. At mile marker 226.2 on I-94.
All right, yeah, you still seem to be somewhat favoring the Clem, but you are switching over to Warren quite a bit. So I'm imagining that's going to probably happen for the next couple of miles, you know, then you'll just start closing the distance on the Clem.
Yeah, well, line of sight, I'm 2 miles south of 696 right now. Traffic just picked up. It's basically an officer that had pulled over. That was the holdup.
Yeah, and you're holding Mount Clemens almost exclusively now. So. Alrighty. I mean, yeah, Mount Clemens has always performed pretty well over on the east side. If it weren't for that that noise, it'd be pretty adequate down there. So, anywho, good deal.
Okay, did you listen in on their net last night? I mean, I had no time at all. This was a license last. We had to get back our ALM license, ALI license, which we lost when we lost one of our employees. And these guys are government types. So, you know, there's no moment to spare. You had to go, 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 go. And then you went up to dinner with them, and by that time, you know, you're tired. So you went back to the room, and you watched TV for a little bit, you fell asleep, and then poof, back at it the next day at 7 a.m. So I was done. So it's kind of ironic. I thought it'd take a lot because the licensing center was on a road called Lurker Road.
Oh, man, you should have sold the sign. But, no, I know exactly what you mean. When I go to my conference, yeah, same thing. You know, you get up, you know, there's a breakfast, you know, so even before the thing starts, you're kibitzing with everybody and all that stuff, and then they pretty much got it filled all day. You get back, and then you barely got time, and then you're going out to dinner and having some drinks and doing the, you know, the after-hour networking and all that stuff, and hell, by the time you get back to your motel room, you know, you crash out and start the whole process over. So I know exactly what you mean, and I used to take a bunch of gear when I used to go, but nowadays I just, you know, maybe take my All-Star node and, you know, one portable, and that's about it. You know, just mostly use it on the drive out to drive back, but there's, you know, when I'm at these conferences and things, there's just not a whole lot of time to play on the radio. So, I mean, that's the good part, too, of that stuff is, you know, you're sure you're there for the class and the daytime stuff, but, you know, it's that after hours convincing and stuff and over a cocktail that get a lot done. I had a very productive conference this last one I just went to, and I'd say if I had to rate where I got the most accomplished, the conference itself, probably about 30% of what I took away, 70% was over cocktails in the bar in the motel.
Yeah, well, you list all these other guys that have got similar businesses, and you list all of their practices, and you can, you know, find that out. I found out, you know, one thing I found out really interesting is there's a company starting up to do what we do in Mount Clemens. I'll tell you about it when I see you, but I thought to myself, oh, boy, my partner's going to love that with everything else that's making him go cuckoo right now. That will just add on to it. So, and it's a pretty significant-sized company that already exists, and then they're going to turn around and get into our business. So it's going to be, that'll be fun. So I can't wait to tell him that one. I'm at Gratiot 231, where Gratiot bears off to the left right now, up at 94. Yeah, exit 231.
Yeah, you're clearly holding the Clem right now. You'll probably hold the Clem all the way out. Until you get into Richmond territory, you might start slickering that one a little as you get north. But anywho, that's okay. You know, you never know where the receivers are going to, you know, it's like water. It finds its way to the lowest level.
Yeah, you know what's amazing, too? Aside from that, iffy thing. I think if we get that fixed, you get that fixed, somebody gets that fixed, I think that this is going to be absolutely perfect. I think that this one's going to get just as much use as the other one.
Yeah, well, keep making sure, you know, running it and making sure everything's working is important. You know, that's half the reason you have it, Matt. To test your resources and make sure they're, you know, they're all still working and blow off the dust and stuff like that. So, yep, be good to just keep an eye on it, make sure it all stays up and running. I will I'll be camping out here for some time, you know, as I'm watching things here.
You know, it's weird. I'm wondering if there's a relationship to this. When the repeater I need, the 2.6, that's when some of that noise got interjected. I wonder, is there any way that noise could be coming from interference from the 2.6?
No. Now, there's a possibility now there could be something, now that I've installed the Warren receiver. You know, I've not noticed anything. We'll have to have somebody on the Warren receiver and work somebody that's solidly into the Warren receiver and then work the heck out of the 2.6, but I've noticed nothing that I could attribute to that, no.
Maybe it's just coincidental.
Yeah, there was really no proximity or any kind of otherwise connection to the two until 1300 today. So, you know, if it's something that you're hearing since, you know, this afternoon, then possibly.
Okay, now on that piece, so it was there about 50% of the time, and the other 50% of the time it wasn't there. So it just might have been a serendipity timing type thing.
Well, let's see here. I wonder if I slipped over to Mount Clemens. Like right now I'm on Mount Clemens. Are you hearing it? Now I'm back to Warren.
I did hear it when you said Mount Clemens. I did hear it when it said Warren, but I'm not so sure if that was the answer. But maybe it was.
Yeah, I think what you're hearing is I'm only running 5 watts over here, and 5 watts from over here does get, you know, get messed with if I'm in the Mount Clemens. I know that for a fact. You know, but right now, of course, you know, I'm almost 100% in the Warren. See, right now I'm on Mount Clemens. Okay, now I just switched back to Warren. It's a, there's a little lag time. It's not real time, but I did switch over. So if you hear me real clean and then all of a sudden you hear me pick up some, there right now I'm over on Mount Clemens, now back to Warren. So if you're hearing me pick up some static, you know, periodically, it could be just when I flip over to Mount Clemens.
Now that timed out perfectly to what you said. Yes, when you were on Mount Clemens, that's when it had the, and when you were Warren, it was real clear.
Yeah, I noticed that on you too. I was listening to you talk the other day, and when you were on Richmond, you were just crystal clear, and then when you flip over to Mount Clemens, you know, I'd hear a little bit of that static. You know, so that's all about that static on that. You know, like I said, that's now that this is all up and running, that's now the priority, you know, is to take a look at that and try to see what's going on with that.
Hello, WDUZ.
Good evening, NAKPP. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, how you doing tonight? Mike, NHVDZ here. Yeah, just turned on my power because I was going to do a little HF tonight, and heard you guys talking. So heard you just been up for about 2 minutes or so. Anything I can do to help?
Well, Mike, I'm watching your signal here, and I'm quite surprised based on where I know you to be. I'm quite surprised at what receivers you're selecting. What's your operating conditions right now?
What do you mean by operating conditions?
You know, handheld, rubber duck, base. 50 watts, 5 watts, you know, just basically your parameters. What is your radio parameters there?
Ah, sorry, I got it. Okay, yeah, I'm on my base ICOM 9700. I am looking about 50%, so 50 watts, and I'm on, my antenna is just a vertical about 35 feet in the air. Over.
Yeah, I'm really shocked you're voting the Clem as much as you are. Can you roll it down to 5? I've got a 9700 as well. Can you roll it down to 5 watts, see what that does?
Okay, I'm down. I think it's 5%, so I'm guessing that's 5 watts. I've never really tested what the percentage is on this thing, but 5% is what I'm showing of 100 watts.
That is really interesting. First of all, you're rock solid. There's no need for any more than that. Yeah, and 5 would be pretty close to 5 watts. It's percent. It's a 100-watt rig, and, you know, so whatever your percentage is roughly equivalent to the number of watts. And so if you're at 5%, you're running about 5 watts. I'm just surprised at how much you're selecting Mount Clemens over Warren from where you're at. Okay, well, it is what it is, right? Satellite receivers don't always do what you expect them to do. They fill holes in the weirdest places. Well,
I'm
just got a quick question for Mike. Mike, you got a handy talkie?
I do, but it's in video.
Okay, no worries. Next time I'll chat and we'll do a handy talkie test just to see, you know, if it does vote. Warren. So, but right now for our unofficial test, Mount Clemens repeater seems to receive the bestest.
Comment?
Go ahead, Joe, and pass it over to Mike.
Excuse me, I got a tickle on my throat. KE4CYQ. Boy, Sean, you recognize voices with just one word. It's pretty good. I'm just wondering if Mike's antenna, even though it may be up above the house, if there's a better straight line of sight for the Mount Clemens than the one he would normally come into. Just an idea. And I'm running 25 watts. I probably checked 5 watts, but I'm not far from Mount Clemens, I guess. Back to Mike.
Yeah, my line of sight from where I'm at is pretty equal. I'm it's almost I'm gonna guess if I draw a line to the Mount Clemens repeater and I draw a line from my antenna to the Warren repeater, it's probably a 10-degree angle. I'm going right past the Warren repeater to get to the Mount Clemens repeater, and so I'm kind of stymied with that also. But you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm getting to the Mount Clemens repeater, so I guess that's good. Sean?
So yeah, it's not a problem. You know, it's just interesting is all. You know, it's just interesting that you picked up there, Mike. So I do agree with Wally. When you get a chance, you can try your handheld, and it'd be interesting to see what happens then. Interestingly, Joe is hitting Warren more than he's hitting Mount Clemens or Richmond. So he's hitting Warren more than anything. Go figure. You know, you never know where the water's gonna flow. Wally?
Okay, I'm officially between 21 and 23 miles. Traffic is moving pretty good, rain's pretty heavy, and I was just curious if I was starting to light up the Richmond at all. Sean?
Yeah, I think you're still kind of more heavily toward Mount Clemens, but yeah, the Richmond's lighting up. All right, well, enough on all this. So all the other repeaters connected up here, they're probably just shaking their head. They've had these voters for a while. But it's new to us, and we just got the one receiver online. That's what that's all about. Joe, anything else? And then I'm going to pretty much retire from this as well. He's almost home.
Well, John, I did have a question, just briefly, just out of curiosity, nothing major. I appreciate you asking. K4ZOQ here. I'm running 5 watts now, since you guys have been working on all the equipment, the repeaters and all, voter, whatever. How's the sounding to the Mount Clemens site on 5 watts to use you with, obviously, the attic antenna, Comet GP3? Back to you.
Yeah, you're rock solid, 100%. So you need nothing more.
Yep, I appreciate that. Just curious, since you guys hear it, when you transmit, you don't hear much. I'm not back monitoring or trying to. I appreciate it. KE4ZYQ, over to whoever, Mike or whoever.
All right, yeah, and Joe, I got you 5-9 double plus, so you're coming through really, really strong over to me. So, Wally and Sean, if there is any testing that you would like me to do, you know, I am retired. I do have time. You know my number. You know how to get a hold of me. Feel free to ping me, and if I'm here and available, I will turn my radio on, or I'll go out to my car and get my handheld, whatever you gentlemen need. I so appreciate, I can't say it enough, can't say it strong enough, so appreciate what you guys are doing for us on this repeater and on this system for ARPSC. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is NABDZ, and I will clear, I'll be clear after everybody else says their final.
Let me see if I got it. Okay, Sean, I am almost getting ready to turn on the road, so this will be my final. You got to go meet the wife at an adult beverage place. She's got a start on me, so maybe nice things will happen tonight. Who knows? So that's my goal, and that's where I'm heading. And so I turn off the radios because that's a trigger to turn things off because she doesn't like radios. God forbid I leave one on at night. And Mike, I got a quick funny question for you. Are you deployable? I'll let it go, then you can hand it to Sean. Take care. NAKBD.
Well, I'm biofuel, if that counts. I'll see you guys later. I'm going to get out of here and get to some cat video. W8FU, Mike.
All right, and yeah, I'm deployable anytime you guys need me. So, all right, gentlemen. One left is to our I forgot your call sign. It just fell out of my head. But go ahead. You can close.
Yeah, I think you mean the guy that talks over here all the time on the radio, retired. That's not deployable. Good evening. And again, I reiterate what Mike said to Sean and all the guys that worked on the repeaters and the Mount Clements one, whatever. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you do for any repeater, any system, and for the hobby. People like me would be crazy right now if I didn't have radio and the ability to use it. So KE4ZYQ73, have a good night and a better day tomorrow.
November 8, X3, Zulu, 7-3, y'all.
Welcome to
X3, Zulu. Good evening, Ron. 73 to you also, my friend. And I'm going back to the family. Wish you had been here earlier so you could talk to us a little bit, but we will talk soon, my friend. NABDZ, clear.
This is N8FLK in Lansing. Nice hearing you guys in Mount Clemens, 73s.
We were worried about getting you guys mad. We were on it so much.
Not at all. We need more activity. This repeater is nice, but there's plenty of open space, so enjoy it. Use it all you want. As far as I'm concerned. 73C and 8FLK.
Have a good night, NAKBP. I'm at 26, Sean, if you're still watching the voter.
This is AMS and Carol. I'm fine tonight. Thanks for all you guys out there. 73. All their repeaters in that Lansing one. Like five or six floating satellite repeaters on that one.
Good grief, that's a beast. All right, I am definitely getting out of here now, though. Good evening, all. And I will be listening, though. I'm going to jump back in here a little bit. And quite interested to see people tickling the receivers here. The work just completed this week, so forgive us. It'll be old news in a week. W8FU.
That other person that was talking the same time Sean did, we heard Sean, and go ahead, repeat yourself, Kenny, KVP.
Yeah, this is 88MS in Carroll, and you guys are sounding real well tonight, and thanks for all the work, and I'll be monitoring 88MS.
No problem. Have a good night. Be dry. And hope all is well. So. Boy, I'm just getting really tired of traveling today. I'm in St. Clair County. Take care, everyone. MNKB.
Good evening, 22 hours. Rain, 57 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 55 degrees.